The Adonis Audio Experience.
All right, I'm just going to get right into it. We are living in interesting times. Literally, people are being told to stay home. Businesses are forced to close. The freedoms we take for granted have been stripped. I live in the Northeast, and we're not as extreme as California, but we still have our issues. Businesses are not allowed to have more than 50 people, and no gatherings of over 10 people are allowed. Jobs that people rely on for a weekly paycheck are just being postponed. Their pay is covered for this week, and yeah, maybe next week, but what happens after that? This looks and feels like a war. A war on the common person. There's no way that the average person will survive 3 months of isolation. Which, I mean, if you listen carefully, that's been what people have been projecting. Public health officials and other politicians have been saying that. We are just at the beginning of this war. It's like being inside of your home in Eastern Europe during World War I or World War II, or even living in Kosovo in the 1990s and listening to bombs just tear through the fabric of your nation, destroying buildings and businesses. And when the dust settles, if you were lucky enough to live through that experience, you walk outside and look around and all you see is complete destruction of your nation. Everything is in rubble. People, brace yourselves, because things are going to get uglier before they get better. I mean, look, if we cared so much about our society, why would our government allow this virus to be tinkered with inside of a biomedical lab? If this virus was so dangerous, why have scientists work on these kind of pathogens? Basically, this is a science project gone wrong. I get that the disease is highly contagious, and for the record, it is extremely dangerous. Take precaution and practice social distancing and do what you are told by the government for your own safety. Trust me. But shutting down the world for a virus that has killed about 11,000 people as of this recording is a little extreme. Over 7 billion people live in this world, and 11,000 deaths has shut down our society. According to the CDC, the flu this season has infected 31 million Americans. Over 300,000 people have been hospitalized for the flu. And the flu is absolutely deadly to older people who may have compromised immune systems. The WHO, WHO, estimates that the flu kills between 290,000 to 650,000 people globally every single year. Let that sink in for a moment. In 2018, 218 million people were infected with malaria worldwide. You know what else? World hunger kills about 21,000 people every day. People are dying every single day because of hunger. Yet, how many news articles have you read about the hunger epidemic? My guess would probably be about zero. Yet, we have a vaccine for world hunger. It's called food. We have politicians spending hundreds of millions of dollars on elections to quote-unquote save our society. Yet, that money could have been gone to cure world hunger. That money could have went to basic necessities of food and shelter and supply what is needed for the people who are dying from hunger. Can you imagine dying or witnessing a loved one die because of hunger? Yeah, this is a crisis. Global leaders have decided to put our lives on pause, to protect us from ourselves, to protect us from a virus that has infected a few hundred thousand people and has killed roughly 11,000 people. San Francisco has placed their city of 7 million residents on complete lockdown. The state has decided to follow suit, followed by New York and Connecticut. New Rochelle and New Jersey have called in the National Guard. There are also curfews put in place as early as 8 o'clock. Restaurants are being asked to either close or do takeout only. On a national level, all team sports have been canceled. Concerts, national parks, libraries, and schools have all been closed. And if this doesn't feel like a war, then I don't know what does. And to think, this all happened because scientists were experimenting with a virus in a biomedical lab in Wuhan. Oh, wait. At first, we were told that this virus came to be because people were eating rare animals, or people in that Wuhan area were shopping in an unsanitized food market. But you have scientists in India and other places who have identified something in this coronavirus, showing that it was genetically modified. But that story seems to have gone away. But hey, listen, I encourage people to do the research. Follow the stories. Don't just let it die away. Because it appears that China may have taken this virus from a biomedical lab in Canada. And this is not a rare occurrence. Our own country here in the US has these same biomedical labs where scientists tinker with these pathogens, and maybe some of it is for good. I truly believe that. You know, you work on certain viruses, understand its progression, and then you try to work on ways to lessen its strength or potency. I get that narrative. But hey, listen, I don't want to get into the weeds here. Do your own research when you have the time. We clearly all have the time to do some indulging. But in my opinion, our reaction to this virus has been extreme. Yes, this virus is highly contagious. Yes, we want to protect our older population. But do you honestly believe that people can stay on lockdown for 3 months? I mean, jobs are lost. People will get desperate. Politicians are rushing to put an economic stimulus plan that will consist of bailing out big business again. But this time around, the economic shutdown is so extreme and devastating that the government has decided to mail checks directly to the American people. But how long will that last? Local businesses have been flattened. Restaurants are forced to fire people and shrink their workforce. Salons are closed. The working people and small business owner have been completely devastated. I don't know if $1,000 is going to fix this. It certainly will help. We need all the help we can get right now. But the biggest problem for me is isolation. People will go crazy being home for months. Schools have said that they may cancel the school year indefinitely. This is going to drive parents nuts. But what I'm really afraid of is that we're just giving up way too much control. I mean, look at Denmark. They just passed a law forcing their citizens to get vaccinated. And basically, if they refuse, they'll go to jail. This ain't a game. There's no official vaccine of the coronavirus, and yet the government of Denmark is making its citizens get vaccinated. I mean, what's next? Are we gonna allow the government to keep us pretty much locked in our homes, then have the National Guard come knocking on our doors with a syringe that has the vaccine and inject it right into our bodies? Let me tell you something. If Denmark is doing it, that means that anything is possible. Now think about this. If I were to draw up this entire scenario of a pandemic outbreak that was pushed on us through fear from the media, that then forced us to be quarantined, that then shut down sports, then a historic drop in the stock market, airline companies going belly up, the cruise ship industry being eviscerated, the local business owner being completely shut down. People literally told to stay home and not socialize by the government. If I were to draw up that scenario 6 months ago, you would have laughed at me and said that I was crazy. Now, it's no joke. We are living in an active war, and the enemy is a virus we call COVID-19.